This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hurricane Delta is driving further inland as strong winds continue to hammer the southwest Louisiana coast. The National Hurricane Center in Miami said Delta's core was located Friday evening about 20 miles east-northeast of Lake Charles, the region's principal city. Maximum sustained winds have dropped to 85 miles per hour, and forecasters say Delta's expected to weaken in coming hours toward tropical storm as it heads deeper into the south. Heavy rainfall remains a threat in parts of Louisiana through Saturday, raising the risk of river flooding. Forecast says more weekend flooding is possible in parts of the lower Mississippi Valley. A Trump administration official leading the response to the coronavirus pandemic says that the U.S. can expect delivery of a vaccine starting in January of 2021, despite statements from the president that inoculations could begin this month. Dr. Robert Kedlick said in an email Friday that the administration is accelerating production of safe and effective vaccines to ensure delivery starting January 2021. Kedlick is the Department of Health and Human Services Assistant Secretary of Preparedness and Response. President Trump said at a White House press briefing last month that we think we can start sometime in October. U.S. President Trump is looking to get his campaign back on track. This is a week after he was sidelined with the coronavirus, which has killed more than 210,000 Americans. As questions linger about his health, he is expected to hold an event at the White House Saturday and what he calls a big rally in Sanford, Florida on Monday. Mr. Trump on Friday held what his campaign billed as a radio rally as he dialed in to the show of conservative radio host Rush Limbaugh. Despite public and private surveys showing him trailing Democrat Joe Biden, Mr. Trump predicted a greater victory in 2021 than he had 4 years ago. This is VOA News. Michigan's Governor Gretchen Whitmer says governors from both major political parties have reached out to her to share stories of extremism in their states. Whitmer says she was targeted by domestic terrorists in a kidnapping plot that was foiled by federal agents. Whitmer says extremism isn't unique to Michigan. Governor says Republicans and Democrats need to take on. Authorities announced Thursday that they had stopped the scheme to kidnap Whitmer. The government says it involved months of planning and even rehearsals to snatch her from her vacation home. With Russia's mediation, Armenia and Azerbaijan have agreed to a ceasefire in Nagorno-Karabakh starting at noon Saturday, following 2 weeks of heavy fighting that marked the worst outbreak of hostilities in the separatist region in a quarter century. The country's foreign ministers say in a statement that the truce is intended to exchange prisoners and recover the dead, adding that specific details will be agreed on later. The announcement follows 10 hours of talks in Moscow, sponsored by Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. And if the truce holds, it would mark a major diplomatic coup for Russia that has a security pact with Armenia, but also cultivated warm ties with Azerbaijan. The region lies in the Azerbaijan, but has been under control of the ethnic Armenian forces. The World Food Program won the Nobel Peace Prize on Friday for fighting hunger and seeking to end its use as a weapon of war and conflict at a time when the coronavirus pandemic has driven millions more to the brink of starvation. Announcing the prize, the Norwegian Nobel Committee said did wish to turn the eyes of the world towards the millions of people who suffer from or face the threat of hunger. The committee also said it hoped that bestowing the prize on UN agencies would highlight the need to strengthen global solidarity and cooperation in the era of go-it-alone nationalism. Twitter is imposing tough new rules that restrict candidates from declaring premature victory and tighten its measures against spreading misinformation, calling for political violence and spreading thoughtless commentary in the days leading up to and following the November 3rd U.S. election. The social media platform will remove tweets that encourage violence and call for people to interfere with election results. And Human Rights Watch wants the city of Buenos Aires to stop using live facial recognition to identify children accused of committing crimes. New York-based Human Rights Watch said that Buenos Aires started using the technology in April 2019, making Argentina the only country in the world to deploy it against people under the age of 18. No minors are known to have been arrested yet. The group says the methodology is riddled with misidentifications. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. Hey.